Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. If you're willing and able this morning, if you'd stand for the honor and the reading of the Word of God found in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward had hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command that this stone, that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. And the devil said unto him, sound like he's a talking devil this morning. The devil said unto him, All this power will I give, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan. Some of y'all say that this morning. Get thee behind me, Satan. Say it again. That felt pretty good. Get thee behind me, Satan. One more time. Get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I come to church this morning. Let's say it one more time. Get thee behind me, Satan. I got something better to be doing. Worshiping the Lord. Telling the old story that Jesus saves. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I got a family to love and friends and family and a flock to see about. Get thee behind me, Satan. Let's say it again. Get thee behind me, Satan. Say it out of your guts this morning. Get thee behind me, Satan. If he'll get behind you, honey, he won't be a leading you. I'm glad there's one at Calvary's cross that'll lead us out of this world this morning. Look what he does. Verse 9, he has no respect for a holy place. He brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, look what he says now. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from him. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee. And their hands shall they bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, watch your Bible, he departed him for a season. You may be seated this morning. Father, I bless you today. I thank you for the goodness of God. I thank you for the hand of mercy that's seen about us when we was in our bed last night. I want to thank you how good you've been to me and my family. I want to thank you, God, how you've blessed this church. I want to thank you for the Word of God that's still right and real in this day and this hour. And I'll be careful to honor you. I pray you'd help me preach in the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask thee, amen and amen. Notice in verse 13, he departed him for a season. Now I want to preach on this subject this morning, the season of temptation. The season of temptation. Think it not strange, is what Peter said. In other words, he said, Think it not strange concerning these fiery trials that is to try you. He said, Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, your heaviness through manifold temptations. Watch this, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He says this in 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen you love. Choir, ain't it something you sang about somebody that you've never seen? But ain't it great you sang about somebody that you love? He said, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Preaching this morning on the season of temptation. First of all, God wrote in our Bible, said, think it not strange if you find yourself in testing, trials, and temptations. Last Sunday, we preached out of the book of Job on that of suffering and sorrow. Job found out something through his suffering that God showed him. You remember the devil told him, he said, the only reason that Job is serving you to get out of you what he can get. And so after the trial of Job was over, oh my goodness, God allowed that so simply to notify Satan and let him know that Job is serving me because he loves me, not because what he's getting out of me. Amen. And so a lot of times we go through these sorrows that God may prove unto Satan that you've got somebody living in you. It's not a head knowledge, but it is a heart knowledge. But this morning we see the temptation of Christ. There's been many sermons preached on this. I want you to notice something that highlighted to me this morning. In Luke 4, verse 3, watch this. And the devil said, he'll say something. Then verse 5, the devil take him. When the devil will tell you something, it'll take you someplace. Be careful where it takes you to. Then when he gets you there, he don't shut up. In verse 6, and the devil said, oh my goodness, he's a talking devil this morning. He loves to keep your mind occupied. But in verse 8, Jesus answered. Aren't you glad that Jesus has got an answer for the devil? Get thee behind me, Satan. This morning, in this season of temptation, notice in verse number 1, you'll see the return, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Don't let that right there scare you this morning. Being Baptist people, they don't refer to the Holy Ghost, but let me tell you, without the Holy Ghost, you won't go to heaven this morning. For the Bible says the day we're saved, the Holy Ghost comes and lives in our heart, and we're sealed to the day of redemption. You know, Paul gives a commandment, not an option. He says, and be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. So we see here that Jesus is filled. But now in verse 2, you'll notice that Jesus is found, being 40 days tempted of the devil. I want to ask you something. Could you imagine 40 days and 40 nights facing the devil? And so we see this, and I want to remind you this morning, when he came unto Christ, what was the devil's objective? When the devil comes, when Satan and all of his demons come upon the world, upon people, upon us, what is his objection? What are his objective? What is he wanting to accomplish? Well, look in verse number 3. The devil said, the devil loves to disturb. Oh my, how he loves to disturb. The devil said. You know, a lot of times you'll be walking down the road and all of a sudden you'll sense something said to you. And you know, when it alarms you and gets you all messed up, that's not God, that's the devil. And so he comes as a disturbance. Verse 3, look what else he does. He loves to do this to God's children. Not only to disturb, but he loves to make you doubt. Verse 3, the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Now I ask you this question. If he proposed this question to the Son of God of who he is, don't you think that he will try to make you doubt of who you are? I've seen a lot of people struggle about their salvation. Am I saved? Am I saved? Am I saved? Well, let me ask you this. Did you get lost? Did the Spirit of God convict your heart? You realize you're a sinner? At that time, you reacted to Him out of your heart by faith. The devil loves to make you doubt who you are. Some of you mom and daddies, he'll love to come on you and make you doubt that you're even a mother and a father. Some of you young people, he'll come up on you and try to make you doubt everything in your life. But I sure am glad we've got the Word of God this morning. You know, a lot of times doubt will take you into your Bible. And oh my goodness, when doubt comes in my heart and my mind, I always go to the Word of God and find something. Brother Tim, what the choir was singing this morning, He loves me. He loves you this morning. And through this season of conflict, as the pastor, many times there are people that talk with us and confide in us to pray. And if there has ever been a time that the devil is a roaring and a seeking whom he may devour, it is in this day, in this hour. The devil hates young people. The devil hates mama and daddies. The devil hates anything that's standing for God. And so you'll notice this doubt come. He'll try to make you doubt who you are. Sometimes it does you good to say within your heart, well, devil, I'm a child of God. And God loves me. And this Word of God is right. And so we see that in this recording of Scripture, He came as a disturbance, the devil said. He came as doubt and make you try to doubt who you are and what you are. But then look at this distraction. He said in verse number 3, He said, if thou be the Son of God. In other words, He wants you to quit being who God called you to be. You know, it's easy going through a trial when it's at somebody else's place. But when it's in your place, we must always remember that God knows where we are. And we are to conduct our way in such a way that's according to this Word of God. Oh, my goodness, distraction. But watch this. This is where the devil would love to get you all this morning. Look also in verse number 3. He told him something. The devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. In other words, Jesus was hungry. He had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. You know what the devil was trying to get Jesus to do? He was simply trying to tell him, God's been so bad to you. God has been so bad to you. You know, a lot of times in our life, we need to, as some way, somehow, look up out of our troubles and get to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and look and see what He's done for us. Boy, God has been so good to us, and I thank Him. And the devil will come upon you to try to get you to distrust everything that you know. God's been bad to you. God's not been bad to me and you. God allows things. But honey, let me tell you, at the end of the day, He's going to be God. And this Word of God's going to be right. And let me tell you something. There's victory on the horizon. I don't want to sound like Joel Osteen this morning. But I do want to tell you this. God allows things. And honey, let me tell you, God's going to have the last say. God honors people doing right and standing on the Word of God. Get you to distrust. Turn these stones to bread. Isn't this a hard place to you? Look at these stones. He'll try to get you to looking at the stones and try to tell you how bad God is. Verse 5. Not only does He come with distress, but He comes with delusions. This is where this old world's at. Look what it says in verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world. Watch, in a moment of time. You know, it don't take long for the devil to show you what he's got. But it'll take a lifetime to show you what God has got. Because, see, the devil ain't got much to offer. He'll show you all he's got in one glimpse. But, honey, let me tell you something. The God of this Bible can't show you everything He's got at once because it's too big this morning. Oh, my goodness, in the moment of time. I'm going to tell you something. In this delusion, look what he says. The devil taking him up in a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. You know, those Budweiser billboards, they look nice and pretty Clydesdales. And boy, all these commercials, they got all them smiling people. They all dressed half naked and try to get the flesh to do something crazy. Somebody say amen. They show you all these big palaces, these nice places. And boy, he'll show you down in Las Vegas. You know, he says whatever goes in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. No, it don't. God's writing it down in Las Vegas. Amen. And boy, he shows you everything. And that's what this world took hook, line, and sinker this morning. Boy, in a moment of time, he shows them the splendor of sin. But let me tell you something. Sin may be fun, and I realize it is some fun in sin. But sin is a season, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Delusions. This world's so delusion. Delusion. Verse 5. Took him to a high mountain, showed to him all the kingdoms of the world. Let me ask you something. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his only soul? When people are dying, I've never seen their treasures put with them and taken. They may place them in that box, but they're not taking them nowhere with them. And let me tell you something. What would you give in exchange for your soul this morning? Many have sold out to the devil by the world's pleasures and the world's measures. And the devil showed him in just the moment of a time. Young people, be careful with your minds. Be careful what you watch, what you listen to. You know, we talked about the coronavirus. Coronavirus did a lot of things, but in my opinion, the iPhone has done more to our culture and the church than coronavirus ever dared to do. The cell phone, iPhone, has desensitized America and the church to sin. But this morning, the devil will show you a pretty picture, young people. And young people, I want you to notice this, what he's doing to Christ. He's trying to get him to destroy himself. You know, you hear of so many young people and older people getting on the wrong road, and the devil keeps talking. The devil keeps bothering. And the devil comes to destroy you. The devil don't come to cripple you. He comes to destroy you, young people. And so these delusions. But now like this in verse 6. Not only these delusions, he showed him in a moment of time. But look at his dependence in verse number 6. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee. Now, let me tell you how crazy the devil is. He knew this was the Son of God. He knew all about it. And look how crazy the devil will talk to you. God had all the power. There's no power that he could have given that he didn't already have. And so the devil said to him, all this power will I give thee and the glory of them. What he didn't know, Jesus had already left the presence of glory. And he knew all about glory and the angels singing, about the angels ministering. And now look what Christ says. He said, I'll give you the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will give it. And I like Christ's response in verse number 7. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. You see, a lot of times in our temptations, as it came to Christ, Satan comes to try to get us to take Jesus off the throne of our heart. Let me tell you something. Thank God I've got a church that I can worship Jesus in. A lot of people make fun of worship and old-time religion. You know, this week I was gathered around, and this is what really concerns me, young people. I want to say something. I preach in meetings, and a lot of times I'm one of the youngest people that is there. But let me tell you something, young people, and you always remember this country preacher told you this. When Job went through the largest trial that ever hit his life, the Bible said that he fell and he worshiped. And if you don't have a church where you can worship God, it's going to hinder you in your life. And so Satan would love for us to worship him and put him on the throne of our heart. And I asked you this morning, I asked you as an audience today, where is Christ on the throne in your heart? Oh, the devil loves to dethrone Christ from who he is. But you know, I read in my Bible, Brother Mark, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Every time that choir gets up, Brother Tim, we ought to be lifting the loveliest name that's ever been named. And that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we pray in our prayer time, we ought to lift him up in our praying. Oh, my goodness, how Jesus wants to continue to have the throne of our heart. Satan would love to steal the throne of your heart, where Jesus has always been honored and praised, and he would love to have you so downtrodden and defeated and about to lose your mind. If you'll just obey him and worship him. But let me tell you something, I ain't going to worship the devil. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And oh my goodness, today, in this great season of temptation, you know, it is seasons, isn't it? You older Christians, you can look back in your life and these troubles came upon you. And the thing about it, those troubles passed or they got better. You know why? Because Christ was in you and you're able to worship. Today, there was a dethronement. Then in verse 9, there was a destruction. Look where he brought him. He brought him to Jerusalem, to the place of God. Set him on a pinnacle of the temple, put him in a high place, and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. You know, for it is written. Watch what he does now in verse 10. Satan is talking. He says, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give the angels charge over thee to keep thee. Well, let me tell you how the devil loves to distort Scripture. Look right here. Turn. I'm about done preaching. Psalms 91 and 11. Psalms 91 and 11. I want to show you something, how the devil distorts Scripture. He's quoting from here. Psalms 91 and verse number 11. The devil loves to twist Scripture. Look what it says. David is writing, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. But that's where the devil stopped. But this is what God says. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You know something? The devil tried to tell Christ and twist them Scriptures that he said, oh, he's going to keep charge over you. But I tell you what God says. Yeah, not only in this way, but in all way. I'm glad we've got a God that is faithful this morning. We see that his dethronement, his destruction, cast thyself down. He came but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. You know, I don't know if you felt that in our church this morning, but when Jesus responded to him, get thee behind me, Satan. We must take the word of God of how Jesus fought his battles. Let me share if you'd come, please. You see, Jesus, he fought his battle in this temptation of Christ by two areas. He fought him by separation. He said, "Devil, I ain't serving you." And he fought him by the Scriptures. "Get thee behind me, Satan." You may be here today and you've never been saved by the grace of God. I'm going to tell you something. If you serve the devil, you'll lose. You live for God, you'll win. For there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun this morning. Many of you, you're